the elbow. It's very windy. Hello? I can hear myself. Wow, that's weird. I've never been able to hear myself on audio boo before. It might be windy on the mic, I do apologise for that. Basically, I'm down at the Stenton Market today for Rubbish Lounge version 2 with CJ and actually Mac today as well. We've actually got a little layout of our stalls with two little Explorer boxes with stuff in each one, just the bits and pieces that we need to get rid of. And it was really good to have Helen down earlier on, who does a lot of horticultural stuff across Notts in terms of greening different areas and breathing a bit of sort of greenery life and making really nice communal spaces. And the weather is holding out right now, although we do have grey clouds. But we're down at Stenton Market, just down the road from Hockley, a little bit of a walk. There's a whole fruit stall market down here. There's a vegetarian food kitchen, Baz the Baker with his artisan breads, and also Mac is selling a bunch of books and these little sun things. And he's cornered the market in pound and 50 pence books, or three for a quid if you wanted that bit of a deal. CJ seems to have got a whole complement of what it's like, everything to do with framing everything from Wilkinson's. And then I've got all kinds of ramble in my box, so basically t-shirts and green tea. I'll let the green box of green tea, 50 green tea things, go for a quid. That's a bargain. And then we've also got some cleaning products and these little pencils that you've got like seeds in the end, so once the pencil's done you can plant it and stuff. But come down. If you've got a bike, there is a City Card cycle hub down here, so you just pass your card up if you've activated your cards, and people can securely store your bike while you wander around the market. It does look very expansive and big and sort of almost like desperate, but it's just because it's such a large space. And I think if you had more stalls down here selling all kinds of sort of bric-a-brac and extension of the Rummage Land, if it got bigger and bigger and bigger, you only have to look at some of the content that we did for Notts Nosh by going to motherboard.com, and you'll see what it can actually do when time and effort and money gets put into an area. So pop down if you're around. I'll be here for a couple more hours yet. I am highly considering going to the pub that has a chippy connected to it, though, the Bath Inn, in my corner of vision. But also on the corner there is a little empty space which could be, I've seen some plans actually for a co-working space there, and I'm kind of interested in when that's going to happen. So if you know anything about that, down at the Stenton Market, Victoria Baths. And if you haven't actually been down into Stenton for a long time, maybe you live over in West Bridgeford or somewhere like that, do come down and see the swim baths down here and and what they've actually done. They've spent a whole lot of money on this, like £9 to £50 million to do the whole site. And so it's very interesting to see the amount of work that they've done. So that's it, come down. Rummage Lounge, do a search for that online. My co-collaborator, CJ at PTM Creative, if you want to find out information about that. I'll catch up with you soon. Bye.